Speaking of Ryan, obviously there's a change there in terms of punter, in terms of holder. What have been your impressions of him since he's been here, and what's he been like this week going in, as a rookie going into his first game?
Yeah, I mean, he's done everything we've asked, and he's showed up and worked hard, and that's all you can ask. And he's a professional athlete, and he's obviously very talented, and it's something that he's going to figure out. And you have to experience it, and it takes time, and he's doing the best he can, and you just roll with what's given you. It's a situation I've been in before. My rookie year, I had three different holders, and had Matt Castle hold, who never held in a game, and we did well. So you just lean on past experiences that have been good and bad, and try to learn from mistakes and pick up where the pieces when it went bad. And the worst thing you can do in any situation with change is overreact or use that as an excuse. And it would be a disservice to myself, my family, the fans, and the team if I let something affect the way I play. So I just show up and work hard. And it's a day-to-day, week-to-week thing with me. And 1 week I'll feel good, 1 week you won't. And sometimes when you feel good, you play good. Sometimes you feel bad, you play good. So it's just a day-to-day thing with me. And it's something I've been through before, and I really didn't even think much about it. And I was sad to see a teammate go like Zoltan. But other than that, it's part of the business.
And all that being said, was it a surprise to you? I mean, were you caught off guard when that moved out?
I mean, you're not. Yes and no. It's you. I know. Being here long enough, I don't play the guessing game. Who's going to be here and who's not? I just show up and be thankful that I'm here. And anytime I've lost plenty of friends here, and it's sad every time. But you can't take that away from your job and what you have to do and how you have to go out, perform, and worry about playing. And this week it's Buffalo, and that's where my focus is now. And whatever's happened a week ago, it's like it's already in and out, and in one ear out the other.
Obviously, consistency, Steven, is something I would assume every kicker strives for. Where do you think you are? Where do you feel you are entering the season?
I mean, it's a day-to-day thing. There are days I come out and I feel great, and you can't miss. And there are days you come out and you have to work a little harder to get it back together. But I've been doing this for a pretty long time now, and you have a good feel of where you're going. And I've never been one to make any predictions or set any kind of goals. I just go day to day, game to game, and kick to kick. I mean, there are games where I've gone out warm-ups and I can't miss. I could kick 65-yard field goal and you don't try any field goals. So me trying to guess what and when I'm going to do it, I don't even worry about it. I just focus on the next kick. The first kickoff is the most thing I'm worried about, or the first field goal.
Is that a lot? I mean, you pitched. Is that like being in the bullpen? Before you come into a game, you think you feel great. Do you ever have days like that where you don't feel great before a game, go out and have a...
Definitely. It's one of the most frustrating things, because as a professional, you do all these things to get your body feeling good, and there are just some days you wake up and you feel like complete trash. And sometimes I've had my best games like that. There's sometimes where I can't make a kick in warm-ups and I go 4 for 4. Me trying to guess on what's going to happen, I've done with that. I try to mainly focus on what I have to do, and when I just focus on my job and not the outcome or whether I'm going to make or miss is when I have the most success. So I just try to play dumb during the game, and if I make it, I move on. If I miss it, I move on. Obviously, bad games I have, I'm really hard on myself, but I wait till after the game just so I don't let, if you let one kick turn into two, that's when you screw yourself up. So.
Do you wait because you want to see the film and see the breakdown exactly right? Might have been off.
Yeah, I mean, whatever happens, good or bad, there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, you can't go back and re-kick it. You just gotta hopefully that the next time you go out there, you can do a little better. And I've made hundreds of kicks in this league, and I've missed a handful. And each one, I remember all the misses. I can't tell you about any of the makes. So. It's just the kind of thing. I'm a perfectionist, and it's a tough job mentally to have a skill, and you have to have such a high percentage to do well. And when you do screw up, it hurts, but it doesn't affect me during the game. My main goal is to play well and obviously win. And winning takes care of a lot.